Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
And I'm Matthew, and welcome to the final episode of the year of Pappy's Flatshare.
I'm relieved you said of the year then. Bloody hell, I thought, what a way to find out.
What a way to find out. It's like when Ziggy Stardust fired the Spiders from Mars live on stage by announcing it was going to be their last ever gig.
Great. Should we make a pact that that's how we'll go out?
Well, the thing is, one of us would have to be the Ziggy Stardust figure. I think you have to agree. You'd have to agree on a Ziggy Stardust figure. I don't think Mick Ronson could step forwards and do it. You want to be that figure? Is that what you said, Tom?
Look, if heavy is the head that wears the crown of spiders. Shouldn't the fun thing be that we never know who the Ziggy is until it happens? And then we go, oh my God. It's kind of like a Knives Out mystery.
Right, okay. It's a Knives Out mystery. We never know. It's like a Wink Murder situation. It's like Traitors. Nobody knows who the Ziggy is until eventually we reveal which one the Ziggy is by quitting.
By announcing.
or by firing.
Yeah.
The double firing, yeah. That's right. So the only problem with that is there's a very, very good chance that we would end up in a Mexican standoff of Ziggy's where we would all think, well, this is the perfect moment. We'd all step forwards at the same time and start talking in unison, and
people think triple zig.
The triple zig, yeah. The thing is, you've got to have a Spiders from Mars. Like, I feel like you can't just say we'll all just decide amongst ourselves, you know, within ourselves, that we're going to be Ziggy Stardust. I think that wasn't how it worked out in their bands. Who's going to be Ziggy tonight? Well, whoever grabs the big orange fright wig first runs to the front of the stage.
It's the Wheel of Topless all over again.
If you don't know what that is, you want to listen to our the episode we did with the Birthday Girls of their podcast, Birthday Party. Really fun. Anyway, speaking of really fun, oh my goodness, this is the big one. It's the show of the year, Tom.
It's the second show of the year. We've already had one half or one show of the two shows of the year with the fabulous Tim Key.
Why make it more confusing?
Well, it's a confusing setup.
No, it's not. This is the show of the year. Please welcome Flatshare Slamdown.
You've been talking about it as the show of the year for the last 6 months.
Yes, but famously, this year, the show of the year is two shows. You can stream it at home. It's complicated.
No, it's not complicated, Tom. So welcome everybody. I'll just start again. Welcome everybody to the Christmas episode of Flatshare Slamdown. We had a really, really fun time. We had two amazing guests, plus, of course, on the ones and twos, Corsham, and on the Ivories, our dear friend, producer Gwyn. So it was a hell of a show. Lou Sanders and Athena Cablenu are our guests. You're going to have a brilliant time listening to them. Is there anything else we need to... Oh, yeah. Should we do a bit of Patreon before all of that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so join the Patreon if you'd like to. Sorry, I thought you guys would...
We both said yes at the same time. What? Yeah. We both just started zigging each other. I think this is what happened.
I think it was anti-ziggy in there.
Quiet quitting.
Yeah, we've quite quit the podcast. Has this happened already? Have you both ziggied me? Did you both leave the podcast halfway through the intro?
I've just logged off, mate. I'm ever so sorry.
If you like what we do and have yet to join the Patreon, then please do get along to patreon.com and get on board with Pappy's Flatshare. For £4 a month, you will get a bonus podcast every week, plus loads of extra stuff. Whenever we do a flat share slam down, we record like a bit of bonus stuff with our guests afterwards. You get to find out what really went on behind the record. You get the jingle as a single, all kinds of things like that. But every Thursday, you get flat share pop round, where we read a lot of your emails, and there's a whole community over on the Patreon. We highly recommend it. And it's worth saying we couldn't really do this anymore without the support of our patrons. They are the wind beneath our wings and the money in our bank account. So thank you very much to all the patrons. But if you do enjoy what we're doing, please do consider getting over to the Patreon and hopping on board and joining the community.
Beautiful, Tom. You know what? It had the feeling, the tone of a Christmas appeal.
Yes. Yeah.
Had that kind of vibe.
There was lots of gravitas.
A tremendous amount of festive gravitas. Speaking of which, what could have more festive gravitas than the Pappy's Flatshare Slamdown Christmas special with Athena Cablenu and Lou Sanders? Have a wonderful time listening to it. We'll see you on the other side. Tom, Ben!
What is it, Matthew?
Yeah, what is it, you little drummer boy?
Oh,
you're a little drummer boy.
I am a little drummer boy, actually. Yes, that's never a truer word spoken, especially at Christmas. Now, one of you two has got to be hanging up your stockings on your wall.
Oh, it's not going to be me, Crosby.
No?
I tell you what, actually, really strangely, last night I was visited by three ghosts.
Oh,
I? But stranger still, instead of...
And why is it not going to be you, Tom?
I know. I want to hear how this plays out.
Instead of telling me the true meaning of Christmas,
oh yes,
they just kept telling me over and over again, they've all fucked your mum. I'm so sorry. But it's not me, is there?
No, I won't.
I should qualify. Two of them were telling me that they fucked your mum. One was saying that they're going to in the future.
Well, Merry Christmas to Mary. Tom, yeah. What about you?
All I'm hearing is you've got a hot mum. No shame in that.
She is absolutely, she is 4'9", absolute firecracker. Let me tell you that now. And the definition of an Irish pocket rocket. She really is.
And full to the brim of Christmas spirit.
Tom.
My joke.
Tom, why is it not going to be you?
It's not going to be me because the last time I had a Christmas party, it was an absolute disaster. Let me tell you. I had ex-England manager, Mr. Goran Eriksson.
He was
in charge of looking out the window to see if our guests were going to arrive. And his Scottish wife was in charge of pouring drinks. But she was she kept on just being slippy with her hands. And one of our guests was action star Mr. Seagal, star of Under Siege. And also, Kit Harington from Game of Thrones was there, although his plus one had got lost and was on a traffic island just outside the house.
We should hand out pen and paper for this.
Our final guest was ex-Lemonheads lead singer... Even Dando.
Let me tell you now, not X, I saw him this year. Fantastic.
Still going strong.
Still going strong.
He'd requested a salmon pizza. Anyway. Imagine my disappointment when Gorking Sven's last glass fell out on the feet of Stephen. Where's Jon Snow's mate? Roundabout. Deep pan fish for even.
Crosby, Sven corrects her, fucked your mom.
Oh, bad news, mate.
First Nancy and now this. Well, there's only
Athena,
one with this.
It's not like this all the time.
There's only one way to settle this. We're going to have a festive...
Flatshare slam down.
Hello, ho, ho, and welcome to a very festive Flatshare Slam Down, the panel show that says, are you hanging up your stockings on the wall? It's a time that every Santa has a ball. Does he ride a red-nosed reindeer? Does it turn up on his sleigh? Do the fairies keep him sober for a day? So here it is, Merry Christmas! Everybody's having fun. Look to the future now, it's only just begun. Matthew Crosby, and while they're under my festive roof, they'll be following my festive rules. Let's meet the sprouts either side of my carrots, Tom Parry and Benedict Clark. So, Ben, why are you refusing to hang up your stocking on your wall? Is it because you're still reeling from seeing mummy kissing Santa Claus? Ah ha ha.
Well, seeing your mummy kissing.
Chilling more than kissing, mate.
I should never have sent her the link to the live feed. She's going to be absolutely devastated.
Oh, no.
That's you off the Christmas card list, Clarky. Yeah.
The worst is the rumour is she loves the live feed as well. It's terrible.
No, can let all this be struck from the record. This can't. This literally can't be the runner through the show. And can I say as well, Athena and Lou, you've handled yourselves perfectly by not getting involved with any of this nonsense.
I am going to start drinking the real advocate in a minute.
Yeah.
No,
I'll join you on that. So, Clarky.
Yes.
Why? Who have you brought along with you this week?
Yes, I have bought my mental health on the shelf. It's Lou Sanders!
Lou Sanders! Luli, thanks for coming back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So lovely to have you here. Now, what's Christmas like in your gaff?
Long time listener, fourth time guest.
Yes, indeed.
Christmas in my house. Well, no, really? Well, I'm going to Egypt this year.
You're going to Egypt for Christmas?
And I don't, and they don't celebrate Christmas there.
Is that a deliberate decision? Have you gone to get away from Christmas?
It's the sort of nearest, warmest place. Going with mother and brother.
I mean, it's not that near, is it?
Well, that's hot. Going with mum, brother, and your mum on a sort of fucking holiday. I don't think we should slut shame a woman in, you know, past her prime that's getting it every damn day.
Yeah.
You know, your mum is she's in her last years and she's down to fuck. She's DTF, and that we should be encouraging. Yeah. Let's not slut shame her. You know,
those
titties still work. Last I heard. She's got stockings she wants filling, and why not? At this special time of year. And I say that in a feminist way, okay?
Yeah. Is Tim Key still here? Can we swap him? Any chance we can swap him out? Parry, what about you? Who have you brought with you?
Well, the Jamboree's in danger. Oh. Yes, that's right. The Grotto is understaffed. So that doesn't mean anything. Okay. I've invited the most festive person I know. It's Athena Kablania, everybody!
Hello.
Hi, Athena. Now, hi. I asked this question with some trepidation, as I will ask all questions.
Yes,
tonight,
I have fucked your mum.
Oh, for And afterwards, turkey or goose?
She was dry like a turkey. That was too much. As I said it, I thought you...
Wait, no, that wasn't too much. 15 minutes ago was too much.
And I bet he'll get too much again, but that's Christmas.
That's Christmas for you. It's Christmas. We're always making mistakes. So what is Christmas like in your house, for realsies?
I'm gonna give it straight up. It's very festive. We love Christmas. When you've got little ones, they love it. Shuts them up, innit? You get Christmas. Yeah. Christmas lights are the best childminder. They just stare at them like, So we get festive, yeah, and we have a proper Christmas. And I do like a turkey and a duck, but we do vegan shit as well. So it's all good.
Vegan.
Yeah.
What's your vegan shit this year?
Oh, macaroni cheese.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and I'm making a vegan curry, a chickpea curry with roti. Yeah, people love that stuff.
Yeah.
Like your mum. She's... I wine and dine her. Do you know what I mean? She's not just a body to me. Like... Just so you know, these guys, they don't cook for her, but I do. So just so you know, yeah.
Thanks.
Are you enjoying yourself, Luke?
So, we've met our Christmas chums. Definitely wrote that before the conversation. We've met our Christmas chums, but who'll be hanging up their stockings? And who'll simply be hanging out with me in stockings? I give them a taste of my peerless twanky. Let's find out as we play round one.
A small toilet book of panda facts. 10 chocolate coins, a makeup compact, toothbrush and a luggage tag, an official off-menu tote bag, stocking fillers, Christmas Day, Ferrero, ro 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 ho ho ho, stocking fillers. Christmas Day, links up a fa 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 Africa, ton 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 XTK. Oh, orange that you'll never eat.
This first round is called Christmas Threes. I'm going to give each player a list of 10 festive things, and they have 1 minute to describe as many as they can to their partner. But, like the pattern on a candy cane, there's a delicious twist.
That's very good.
Yeah. See, it doesn't have to be rude, does it?
No.
They can only use 3 words to describe each thing, and none of those words can appear in the term itself. So if it's 3 wise men, you can't say 3 wise or men. Tom, you are up first. Here are your words. Now, Athena, you are guessing. So 3 words for each of your terms. You've got 1 minute. Your 1 minute, Tom, begins now.
Santa's other name.
Father Christmas.
Songs Christmas-based.
Christmas carols.
Kiss under this.
Mistletoe.
Shiny on tree.
Tinsel.
Showiest special horse.
Is it
Can
me?
Can I ask a question? Matthew, what's your mum's name?
It's not Mary Cosby.
Reindeer, is it reindeer?
On the shelf.
Elf.
Mary and Joseph.
Virgins.
Is that an answer? It must be virgins. Parents. Jesus. Stable. Myrrh. Hay. Birth control. Forgot her pill.
Got 5 seconds.
Mary and Christian. Bible. Genesis. Humans. Fuck Bethlehem.
And that's your time.
I've messed
that
up.
That is your time. That is your time. So, how many of those did Tom get?
Jesus' birth story, I should have said.
Jesus' birth story, yeah. It was, of course, nativity was what we were looking for. Nativity. How many of those did Tom get there, Gwyn?
Thank you.
It's me.
Oh, sorry, Emma.
It's all right. Doesn't matter. 5 and then a question mark on the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. She just said reindeer.
Let's call it 5.5. Let's call it 5.5. Let's do it. Okay,
boo.
So. Here we go.
Is it me?
You are. Hang on, Ben's up first. Ben's up next. So, Ben, you're next.
Yeah.
Do I guess?
Yeah, and Lou's guessing.
I love to
but
guess.
But that says that's the wrong
stuff. Yeah. Yes.
Is it coming across? I'm slightly rattled. Is that coming across?
Right, we won't make any more. If we Done. Make any jokes about your parents, it's your dad now. So it's yeah. Not.
Yo, dad got rattled, mate.
Not as popular as the mum ones. Okay, so Ben, you're up next. Lou, you were guessing.
You're I just saw one.
Well, if you saw one, then you've got a possible of 9 you can score from. Which one did you see?
The first one was Sleigh.
The first one was Sleigh.
What would you have said, Clarky?
It was really bad.
What was yours?
I was going to say Santa's cart.
That's good.
I'm really glad she sees
that's
it.
Good.
It's not bad, actually. Yeah, I'll give you half a point for that.
Look, can we just take a minute to reflect on how honest I am? Unless I'm going out with you. Then I'm double honest.
Right, here we go. So, Ben, you've got a minute. Lou, you're guessing.
And I've also got a minute.
Yeah, well, you both got the same amount of time. Yeah.
Imagine if you didn't.
I just think
because it's you, Lou, you get 2 minutes.
Thank you.
Okay. You keep on guessing after he stops. Okay. You get a minute afterwards. Here we go. All right. Your minute begins. Your joint minute begins now.
Day before,
but
day
Christmas Eve.
Yeah, good.
A bit quicker.
Grumpy ghost fucker.
Oh, Scrooge. Yeah. Okay.
Surely Matthew's mom.
Think a bit faster.
Spiky green.
Grinch.
Plant.
I mean Holly.
Yeah.
Are you allowed wrong guess?
You're allowed wrong guess. Yeah.
Fine. Yeah.
The old Christmas cactus.
Yeah.
Come on, just ignore them.
Cold Rod.
Stuart. Rod Stewart.
Cold Rods.
You really struggle with the third
south?
One, don't you?
Cold Rods.
Cold Rod South.
Is it Matt Crosby's mum? Because it's a rod going up south. No, that's the last joke I'm ever going to make about that.
Well, that's your time. Oh. Anyway, okay.
Oh!
Okay. Emma, how many did they get there?
3.5.
3.5. 3.5. Not
that's
bad.
That's
not bad.
Sorry about that.
Okay, now.
It was the North Pole.
It was the North Pole. Of course.
Fucking hell.
Of course, Cold Rod South. Is everyone's nickname for the North Pole.
Cold Rod South. They were... Okay. Everyone was yelling it out.
Athena, you're up next.
Oh, I get to do... Okay.
You get to do the same thing, but for Tom.
No.
Okay, so you've got 10 terms. Your minute starts now.
Festive dessert.
Oh, Christmas pudding.
Died for us.
Jesus Christ. That's Easter.
Born for us?
Little matchstick girl?
Can use tray.
Me! Wait. Can use tray.
I'll move on, big sock.
Stocking! Christmas stocking.
The actual date.
December the 25th.
White falls. Sky.
Snow.
Yeah!
Yellow, thick, vial.
I want to say reindeer piss. Reindeer piss, can it?
I want to say that too.
Yeah, if they've got like some kind of thrush infection.
Yellow, thick.
That's your time.
Oh, custard! Avocado!
Tom, I'm afraid it was after your time. It was, of course, at eggnog/avocado. Yes, I'm afraid I can't give you the points. Emma, how many points did they get there?
5 points.
Five. Pretty good. Pretty good.
What? What was Canu's tray?
Oh, that, sled.
A sled.
You can use a tray in it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
You can use it.
Okay. Come on, guys.
You can use a tray. Okay.
Suddenly Santa's cart is sounding pretty good.
Okay. Can use tray.
Right.
If you don't have a sled in it, you can use a tray.
I think it's the only thing you really use a tray for around the Christmas period, isn't it? You know,
yeah. You can use a tray.
Not roasting or serving, just sliding down a hill, of course. Right, Lou, are you ready to go?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, you put a tick by it because you know.
No, don't worry.
Okay,
I'm making notes.
She's been giving me pep talks.
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah.
Expected 10 out of 10 here, and it starts now.
Frosty the
Snowman.
Walsh or Willoughby?
Breakfast TV?
Let's move on.
Yeah, the correct answer is Breakfast TV, yeah.
Well, yeah, anyway.
X Factor.
Don't worry. Put lights over
Christmas tree?
Yeah. Oh no. Hang on.
Those are two of your words.
Hang on. Okay. In the sky.
In the sky. Star, the northern star, the bright star.
Shut up. Washing up liquid.
Fairy.
Yeah. Away in a
manger.
5 seconds left.
Manger.
I've done. Am I done?
No, 5 seconds left.
Oh, presents, paper for
wrapping.
Yeah.
That's your time. There we go.
Very good.
Very good. Very good indeed. Right. Producer Emma, using just three words and then a handful more words, tell us where the scores are at the end of that round.
Tom, Athena, 11.5. Ben, Lou, I forgot to...
It's all right, it's okay.
11.
You're lying.
Oh.
7, what?
You're lying.
11.
11.
Oh, 11.
Oh. 11. Oh. 11.
Great, but you're not lying, I like it.
It's great to see that you're such fun sports about it. What? No, you're lying! It's awful! So it's a half a point in it as we go into round two. Okay, so that stocking is still lying limp on the ground, but who will elevate it as I elevated my Twanky night after night?
So it doesn't have to be rude.
Yeah,
in front
come
of a breathless
on,
crowd at the Norwich Theatre Royal. Let's find out as we play Flat Games!
Games! Let's play together! Games! Let's play forever! Roll the dice, spin that thing, put that there, do as you're told. Games! If you lose, you get nothing. Games! If you win, you get gold.
If Jason Manford can get a number one, we can get a number one. Surely.
Yes, indeed. Not to that, but to this. This year's Festive Flat Games is called Elf on the Continental Shelf. Now, each player will take on the role of a cheeky little elf, travelling around the world and reporting back on what they've discovered. I'm going to give each elf a sentence about a festive tradition from around the world, and they will have to complete that sentence 3 times. One with the correct tradition, and then twice more with traditions they have made up on the spot. Okay? Their opposing team has to guess which one is correct. If they spot the true tradition, or tradition, they get 2 points.
Oh.
If they don't, then the points go to the elf. And to properly get into the world traveller spirit, I'd like you to tell your facts in the native accent of the place.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Can do. Real. That's a real spice to what the countries are going to be, doesn't it?
The native accent of the place your tradition is from. Ben.
Let me find your one here. Here we go, Ben.
Ben. Yes. There's your sentence. Yes.
Thank you, mate.
What, so?
Now, again, you don't, like, again, that, you just have to communicate that idea. You have to give it the word for word, all right? You can put it in your own words just to make it a little bit easier on you, okay? All right. So, Ben, your sentence is, in Finland, on Christmas morning, ... Give us 3 possible things those Finns might do. Athena and Tom, can you guess the tradition? Okay? Ben, give us 3 traditions
about Finland. What do they do on Christmas morning?
It's mad because I'm going to give you three true ones. It's going to be very hard to distinguish.
Okay, don't do that.
That's going to be because of your accent.
In Finland, on Christmas morning.
Is that wow.
Your, hang on, is that your Finnish accent?
Ah, of course.
Didn't realise you were Finnish, Clark.
This is amazing. Wish you were Finnish.
In Finland, on Christmas morning.
I mean, that's Dutch, isn't it? Shifted along a bit, mate. Finland.
Come on, Connery.
Everyone fucks Matthew's mum.
No, no. Clarky, Clarky. Kill it, mate.
No, God, mate.
No, no.
Come on.
Come on, come on. That's out of order, mate. And you know it.
It's Matthew and Luke's mum.
Sorry, I shouldn't have started with the true one.
I'm very sorry.
Okay, three facts. Just for the edit. Three facts now, Clarky. Three facts, three possible facts those Finns might do. Athena and Tom, can you guess the tradition?
In Finland.
That's good.
On Christmas morning.
That's good.
One of them has to be right. The Finnish people roll in the snow outside the houses and then they take a handful of snow inside and they put it in the kettle and they make a cup of tea snow.
A kip of tea.
That's how they say it in Finland.
That's how they say it in Finland, of course. A kip of tea.
And do they have diplomatic immunity?
Okay, so do they make a cup of tea from a snowball that they grabbed after rolling around in the snow? Or do they?
In Finland. On Christmas morning, the Finnish all give each other a wooden toy that they have to make themselves during the year.
Okay.
Ooh.
Everybody's making a wooden toy. They have to give that at Christmas. They've got to make it throughout the course of the year.
They Is believe that. That. Didn't you? You believe that?
Yeah, but they're thick as shit.
Don't worry, guys. I know how it feels. When the so-called nice guys turn on you. So we've got the kip of tea. We've got the wooden toy. Third and final fact about Finland on Christmas morning.
In Finland. On Christmas morning. They make porridge. And they play a game where they search for an almond in their breakfast.
So you've got your classic porridge hunt there. You've got your kip of tea made of a snowball, and you've got your wooden toy made throughout the year. Talk us through the board.
It can't be tea.
And it's not snowball tea. I mean, you just go to the tap in it. I don't...
That's a good point.
I don't know why you'd make
that's
snowball tea.
That's just no fun with the traditions. You've got to go out and pick up the snow. And...
But tea, though. It's not tea.
And it's right? Like, tea's a very British thing. If it was like, we've got to go and we've got to make something Finnish. Like,
yeah, something Finnish.
I don't...
Like
a pickled herring.
Yeah, pickled herring.
Make a pickled herring out of the snowball, of course, yeah.
Glug, glug.
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 Yeah.
Oh, you know glug. Oh, you're also from Swedish.
Glug. And then it's got to be the wooden toy,
it's
right?
We like, all sense Scandinavians it. Are very like, you know, not to stereotype, but I can imagine going to a Scandinavian's house and being given some elaborate wooden thing. Like, I've made this for you, and I'd be horrified because I'd have just bought a couple of cans.
Fashioned out of wood.
Yeah. it just feels like a very Finnish thing, yeah.
I'm telling you now, you're fucking it up. It's not the right answer.
What did he say? Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Yeah.
It is not the wooden toy.
It's not the wooden toy. I feel like if that was the right answer, that's exactly the thing you'd say.
We've got to go with wooden toy.
You're going with wooden toy?
Let's go with porridge, though. Let's talk through porridge. Okay.
Let's talk the porridge.
Obviously, we look for money in a pudding, right?
That's why
so
you said
it. So actually, it does translate that you'd look for an almond in porridge.
So you're saying
that's why he said it.
If you go to
that's why he said it.
But it might just be one of those things where, because it's a different country, it's the same thing but a different thing.
We've got half a point, man.
We've got to talk this through. All right, I'm going with wooden toy because I'm just saying porridge isn't as illogical as we think it is, and I just wanted to get that out there into the universe.
You've made him so happy by entertaining the idea of porridge.
I know. I am with you.
Right. Are you sure? Because I'm with you.
Oh, you swapped over.
No, I just don't want to be that guy. I want to be. I think like I want to hear it.
But I really enjoyed the way he said wooden toy, like he was reading it out from the, from the paper.
The way he just read the correct answer.
And everything else was like, I've got to make up something ridiculous in his head. So, but he might have been faking it, obviously.
Oh, don't do that.
My question to you is he that bright?
Welcome to your first episode of Flatshare Slamdown.
Here's the problem with Clarkey. He's not that bright, but he's a good actor.
He's a good actor, man.
All the best actors. The best actors are never that bright.
I'm also very good at actions.
He's the Matthew McConaughey of the sketch community.
Let's go with wooden toy, because I've got a sitter. So we can't stay here all night.
Wooden toy, final answer.
You go wooden toy. Clarkey, in your best Finnish accent, would you please tell us exactly what happens in Finland on Christmas morning?
Well, in Finland on Christmas morning, families eat porridge. Oh! And play a game and they hunt for the omen.
Yeah.
I told you it's not the right one.
He tried to tell her, but unfortunately we don't trust men anymore. Yeah.
So you're absolutely, I mean, Athena, you were right. In Finland they do eat a milky rice porridge, but unfortunately overruled. So they hide an almond inside the treat. Sometimes multiple almonds so the kids don't feel left out. Come on, Mum. Xbox. Next up, Athena, where is she?
Here we go. God.
Or
I
Dad.
I don't do accents. Please don't cancel me.
Okay. Next up, we've got your sentence is, on Christmas Eve, Danish families.
Beautiful.
... What do Danish families do, Lou and Ben? Which one is the tradition? Athena, give us the first of these tradish.
On Christmas Eve.
You get a little closer to the microphone there, if you would, please. Do you want an extra cushion?
On Christmas Eve, we gather the family around a fire. If we don't have a fire, we use a radiator. And we hold hands and we sing traditional songs from our homeland.
Is there any chance I could hear one of the songs?
No.
Okay, so we've got traditional songs from the homeland while sat around a fire, or in these modern times, a radiator.
And it sounds lovely.
I thought I'd add the radiator thing.
I think it's true.
You're going to stop there, are you?
No.
I can't reel, yeah. Let's hear two more, just for the game. Okay.
On Christmas Eve, we knock on a neighbor's door and we offer some food stuff for their Christmas table for Christmas Day.
Oh.
She didn't look at our card for that one.
Oh.
Is that a double bluff?
What was your problem with that one?
She didn't look at her card. I'm just doing like psychology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Is that psychology?
Psychology. Yeah.
You know, the psychology is the best way to play this game. I'm French now. I'm a well-travelled Danish person. I did my gap year in Paris.
So again, we've got the knocking on the door and the giving
a gift of some food for the festive table, and we've got the radiator as well. But we need to have a third one in your best of Gordon. Just check there. What was it supposed to be? Your best Danish accent.
Yeah. I've got three attempts. Here we go. Danish accent coming up, guys. I'm Peter Schmeichel.
Hi.
The only Danish person I know, and his son. He was Danish too.
The apple doesn't fall far from the tree in that family, does it?
What are the chances, actually? What are the chances? What a coincidence.
Peter and Casper, speak to me, please. On Christmas Eve, we push the... with our big goalkeeper hands. We push the Christmas tree to the middle of a room, and we gather around it, and we sing lots of songs to celebrate Christmas Eve.
Oh, okay. So we've got here dancing around the radiator. We have got delivering a...
No, singing
around the radiator. Sorry, singing and dancing around the radiator.
Fire on the radiator, yeah.
We've got going over to someone's house to deliver them some food as a present for their festive table, or we've got singing and dancing around the Christmas tree in the middle of the room, a moved Christmas tree.
There's two singing big hands. Round a thing.
Yes.
With a big hat. Yes.
And you know sometimes they try and throw you off the scent by adding another one of the same thing.
Oh.
Yes.
So okay. I'm wondering...
Well, which of those two do you think is the most plausible?
Neither.
Right.
I think it might be the neighbour one.
Oh, what? Then what are you...
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think... Well,
my early gut.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's your solo show.
Apologies.
My early gut.
Sitting near me.
Is that the one from your mid-20s?
Your early gut. Talk us through your early gut.
Like the pushing the tree to the centre of the room one.
Yeah, it's not about what you like.
Isn't it though?
Well, it's not called What Would You Like to Do on Christmas Day, Ben.
Well, that's quite a good round, actually. It's a good round. So you think it's the going to the neighbour's house?
The Danish are very
good at goalkeeping.
Look, I went to Copenhagen for 3 days once, so I think I know what the Danish are like.
I think this would really help me if you could do it in the accent.
Okay. So, yeah, having spent some time in Copenhagen...
Do you have diplomatic immunity?
I think you're mispronouncing Cape Town there, actually.
Christmas Day, we eat some fucking prawns.
I think it's the neighbours thing.
You think it's the neighbours
thing? Yeah, because I said hello to two neighbours, and
you
so they're very friendly.
I'm going to go with you.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What did your early gut say, though?
What was your early... It doesn't matter what your early gut said. That's what we're going with.
Yeah. It said help. Yeah.
You're locking that in. Okay. So we're going with delivering a present of food for the festive table. Athena, could you please tell us what they do on Christmas Day, what Danish families do on Christmas Eve even, sorry.
On Christmas Eve, Danish families move their Christmas tree to the middle of the room and dance around it while singing songs.
Did you know that?
It's absolutely...
I'm so sorry.
It's absolutely true. On Christmas Eve, Danish families move their Christmas tree to the middle of the room and dance around it while singing songs.
What a bunch of bricks.
Which is what you say if you've got a pine needle in your foot, isn't it? But Lou, your sentence is from Norway this time, okay? It's from Norway.
They're all that area, aren't they?
Yeah, because it's safer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
If you fancy Zimbabwe, I'm not holding you back, mate.
I've heard that one.
That's a round one.
I feel so safe, man. This is amazing. Thank you.
So here we go. Yeah. Your sentence is, it's a tradition in Norway on Christmas Eve. Tell us three traditions. Athena and Tom, can you see which two are festive fabrications?
It's a tradition in Norway to make a cup of mulled wine and share it all around the family. You top up all night and you have the same mug going round as you tell stories.
I mean, we were distracted by the accent. Did you tell us that one again? Because I didn't hear a word of it.
Can someone just give me a sentence to start me off, like a Norway like a Norway accent?
Who is doing that?
Yeah.
Are there
any Norwegians in the room? Thank God for that.
Norway, is it like this? No.
No, it's not. That was good. Actually, Norway. I thought that was a strong accent. It's as strong as any.
Okay, in Norway. Okay, in Norway.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
It is custom in a stocking, you would say here, to have a handkerchief initialed with your initials on it. You know what I mean? So Christmas morning, everyone in their stocking gets a handkerchief because it's cold in Norway with their initials on it.
Oh, yeah, handkerchief will really warm you up.
No, steady you on, get Fagan. Sniffles.
Okay, so... That wasn't a bad self-tape for EastEnders. I genuinely thought you were going to ask...
Babe, if they want me on EastEnders, I just walk straight into it. I'm not auditioning.
Arthur only on EastEnders. Arthur only on Enders, isn't it?
I would play Arthur, and that's all.
Okay, so we've got the mug of mulled wine being passed around and stories told. We've got the kerchief there. Mm. What's the third tradition?
In Norway,
yeah,
it's a custom to hide a broom. Broom.
Hide a what?
Broom.
A broom.
A thing you brush with.
A broom.
To stop evil spirits from riding off on it.
Tom and Athena, so we've had three very, very compelling traditions there. We've got the...
And
we've
three
got,
different accents.
We've got the cup. We've got the cup being passed round. We've got the people's riding off on the broom. And we've also got the old EastEnders one. So which one of those do you think feels true?
Go on.
No, the kerchief. Kerchief is the middle one.
I feel like the stocking one feels like the most I mean, if the thing about the shared mug is like it's alcohol, so you can't give it to your kid. I mean, you can give it to your kids, but you wouldn't let the outside countries know about that tradition. You're like, yeah,
you keep that
we
quiet.
Get our kids tanked.
I think it's past bedtime when all the kids have gone to bed. I think it's like a nighttime thing, but I don't. There wasn't too much info on the card, but.
Interesting.
I'm happy to dismiss Ward Mold Wine. I think we've got handkerchief or hide the broom.
What are you thinking? You're compelled by handkerchief, are you, Barry?
I'm compelled by broom.
You're compelled by broom?
You're compelled by storytelling.
By performance.
It's literally like real life CBeebies right now. I'm literally falling asleep. The thing about the broom thing, and like witches being on brooms, is that a Scandinavian myth? It feels like a very Western European kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm very ignorant about Scandinavia, as I think we've all seen. literally, what can you think of? A goalie from the 90s!
Handkerchief.
I think, yes, using that rationale. But I'm prepared to be educated also about the Scandinavians believing in brooms being evil too.
That is a lovely bet hedging answer. But could you give us one for definite? You're going to go for handkerchief, are you?
Hankies.
You're going to go for handkerchief.
Hankies.
Lou Sanders, would you tell us what caper they get up to in Norway on Christmas Eve?
Yeah, they hide a broom to stop evil spirits.
Wow. Yes, that's also true. So here we go. Finally, Tom.
Yes.
Your sentence is, every Christmas since 1966 in the Swedish town of... Now, I can't... it's spelt G-A with an umlaut over it, V-L-E. So that's how it's spelt. But we actually have a pronunciation of the name of the town. Can we hear that, please?
The following pronunciation is brought to you by PronounceNames.com.
Yevle. Yevle.
What? Do you want to give that a go?
Yevle. It went very quickly.
Do you want to hear it one more time? Just hear the word again.
Yevle.
Yep, yep, left.
Yep, yep.
Okay.
You know when they play something backwards? I bet forwards. Okay.
Okay, so every Christmas since 1966.
Every Christmas since 1966.
He's got one accent.
No! Time in Sweden.
Every Christmas in Abu Dhabi, yeah, go on.
He spent time in Sweden with your Welsh cousin, man.
Oh, now every Christmas in the Swedish town of Gävle.
Oh, that's quite good. That's quite good.
You found it.
We found it. Okay.
We've lost it again.
We've lost it. We're going to come back round to it. Every year in the Swedish town of Gävle, they take a goat and they put it in a dress and they carry it through the town on New Year's Eve. No, Christmas Eve. Oh, lovely.
It's lovely.
Okay, so can I...
Every Christmas...
So it's a goat in a dress being paraded around the town and it's lovely.
Dead or alive?
Huh?
Dead or alive?
Oh, very much alive. We are a vegan town in Gavol. Every Christmas.
Can I just ask, what are you doing with your hand, by the way?
It's helping.
Is it helping?
Yeah. I feel like a mountain goat. Yeah. That drama course wasn't years wasted, was it?
No. You look like you're doing Rolling with the Homies, is what you look like you're doing, but...
Every Christmas.
Yes, every Christmas.
Since 1966, in the Swedish town of Gavol. One person elected by the village dresses as a goat and knocks on people's doors, bringing in the Christmas.
What? Knock at people's thoughts?
Knock at people's doors.
Yeah, it's like the BFG. Knocking at people's doors,
Clarky. Knock at people's doors.
What do you normally knock at? A door, right?
Opportunity.
Okay, so
every Christmas.
Yeah, how many times is this gonna be the same one?
Since 1966.
Like he said, is this the same game?
We build a statue of a goat.
Oh.
And then we try and burn it down for kicks.
So,
that's it.
So Tom's given us three answers there. Is it goat or goats?
I thought it was the same one.
We've got one that's a dressed up goat, a goat dressed as dressed in a dress.
Are you doing the accent as well?
I'm trying to avoid doing it, actually, yeah. So a goat dressed in a dress, paraded around the town square.
Yeah.
Somebody dresses as a goat, human being, dressed as a goat, knocks on people's doors to bring in the Christmas season.
Oh.
Or we've got a goat erected in the town square that people try and burn down.
Oh, I thought he was just doing the same one again.
No. He's done three
halfway
there.
Halfway through that, Lou turned to me and said, "Are we still playing the same game?"
Okay.
Talk us through it. What do you think?
Every Christmas. I like the second one.
Ooh.
I think it's a good one.
Okay.
I also think that he gave the third one a short thrift, which might mean it was that and he was kind of throwing it away.
Well, I think his hands were tired from doing this too many times.
I've injured my knuckles. There's a chaff to
I think second one as well, maybe.
Do you think second one? I like second ones. I'm kind of... If it's wrong...
Is it the man or is it the person dressing as a goat, the second one?
Oh, God.
Is that the second one?
Number one was goat in a dress.
Yeah.
Number two was person dressed as goat knocking on doors. Number three was burn the goat
down. Second one.
Okay.
I think the second one's the best one. I think the third one's the right one, but I'm happy to give him number two.
And goats don't like getting dressed. I know that from personal experience. So I think maybe two.
Let's
so
go
you're,
two.
You're going for two, which is man dressed as goat or person dressed as goat knocking on doors, bringing in the season.
Could be they.
Tom Parry, in your best, whatever accent it's supposed to be.
Every
best,
Christmas.
Yeah.
Every Christmas since 1966 in the Swedish town of Gjörn, they erect a 13-foot high statue of a goat in the town square.
Oh.
And they try and burn it down.
Wow.
That is absolutely true. Yes, the Jöfle goat is erected every Christmas, and over the past 56 years, it's been burned down 29 times. Producer Emma, what are the scores at the end of that round?
So everyone got the same amount. So we're at 15.5 and 15.
Sorry. Could you do that in a Scandi accent?
Yes. We love to hear it in a Scandi accent.
No, I can't.
Okay, fair enough. Slightly scared of producer Emma.
Just say no.
The audience are on tenterhooks as they were in Norwich, waiting with bated breath for a glimpse of my twanky, but they have to wait a bit longer.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There are still two rounds to go. The first course, of course, being Beef Brothers!
Well, if you've got a problem, I'll call it a problem. If you've got a problem, call it a beef. If you've got a beef, maybe we can help you. Beef Brothers sorting out your beef.
Yes, it's Beef Brothers, where each week we pick a someone from the audience. And sorry, that's not the intro at all. Literally written in front of me, this avocado is strong. Yes, it's Beef Brothers. And as it's Christmas, we're going to ask our panellists to sort out a member of the audience's festive flatshare beef. And this one comes from Owen, who I believe... Owen, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Owen. Owen, are you Welsh?
Nope.
Nope.
Won't
be able to comment on his accent, though.
Where is Owen?
He's over there, right there. He's waving his arm there. He's just over there in there. Would you like him to stand up?
No, it just felt like the voice came from... Like, I wasn't sure
from
where the
voice speakers,
came
from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Owen, get down from there, mate.
Don't jump, Owen.
So... this is Owen's beef. Wait before you pass any judgment because you don't know whose side you're on. Owen. Okay, Owen writes, my housemate, open brackets, pregnant wife.
Plot twist.
Close brackets. Mocks that we had balloons up at Christmas as a child and refuses to allow them up for our celebration. Jesus deserves balloons. That is Owen's missive to us. Now, Tom and Athena, you are on Owen's side.
Yeah.
Okay, Ben and Lou, you are on the side of Owen's partner.
Of course we are.
Of course you are.
You're in. That's good, because I jotted down Owen right, more like Owen wrong.
Lovely.
And it would be a shame to miss that.
We'll use that later on, of course. Yeah, yeah. Hang on to that, because that will be very, very useful indeed.
Can that be stricken from the record, Your Honour?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll go... You know what? We're going to go so berserk when you say that. I feel another Mexican wave coming out. Okay, yeah, absolutely. Tear it off. Pop it in your pocket. Don't lose it. Yeah. Good call.
Well, I've got an idea for a tweet as well on this.
Okay. Give it a preview.
No, because I think it's more of a written thing. But if you do follow me on Twitter, you might see it tonight.
Great stuff. Do
hashtag
follow.
I hate doing flat slap.
Never.
So Tom and Athena, of course, you're on Owen's side. Ben and Lou, you are on the side of his wife. But does anyone have any questions they want to ask Owen?
So, yeah. Hang on. Owen's flatmate is his wife. Is
yes,
it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So right, in this instance, the person he spends Christmas with is his wife, who's Prego.
And who got her pregnant?
Great question.
It was me.
It was him.
Classic.
The anti-shaggy.
Guilty.
So, any questions?
What?
She doesn't like... No, don't worry about it. Because condoms and then...
All of that kind of stuff. Pop it in the old... Yeah, when you do it.
Save it for the tweets, mate. Save it for the tweets.
Pop it on the Twitter. Clarky, question for Owen. Not a great question, Clarky. I'm not going to lie to you.
Can I ask a question? I've got a question.
Yeah. Sorry, I was trying to get my accent in order.
Athena has a question. Clarky, we'll come back to your question. Athena.
So does your other half like balloons at any other time of the year? Or is it just generally she hates balloons?
No, she's all over balloons at birthdays. Like, I have to blow up plenty of balloons for the two other girls' birthdays, but at Christmas, it's a no-go. Not interested. They're daft.
Can I ask a follow-up question?
Of course you have a follow-up question.
Is she religious?
No. Not really.
Not religious. Loves them the rest of the year round. Luli?
Jesus famously loved balloons.
Yeah. Jesus deserves them, yeah.
Fucking all over them, that's what he said. This isn't a real question, but how big is your place? Because there's not a lot of room for decorations. And if you're squandering the room in London...
This feels like conjecture, but just ask the question.
You're squandering that space.
That still feels like conjecture, yeah. That was the word I was really pointing out.
Okay. How big, do you live in a palace?
No, I live in the north, but it's okay. But you can put balloons right up in the corner, you see. So that's
what's the square footage is what I'm really after.
Can we look it up on Zoom?
I can give the address if you want. Yeah.
Would you like to give your address out on the podcast?
This is live streamed, yeah, on YouTube, everything. Brilliant.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you say you live up north?
Yeah.
Oh, have some balloons. Take all the joy you can. I'm joking. I've had some lovely times in Durham. I pronounced it wrong, but you get the idea.
What is on the balloons?
Was that the question you were trying to formulate 5 minutes ago?
I'm just so baffled. Like, balloons aren't in any way Christmassy. I don't understand...
Yeah, you didn't see Jesus walking around with a balloon, did you?
Exactly.
He was covered in tinsel all the fucking time, though, wasn't he?
Yeah.
What are your balloon anecdotes from your youth? That she mocks you.
Tom, we're not launching a new podcast, all right?
Is the problem your balloon stories from when you were young? No, the problem is, so a couple of years ago, I brought this up in front of my mum. I went, oh, why do we have balloons up? And she went, you and your brother are a pain in the backside. So I put balloons up because at some point you get bored. I take down a couple of balloons and that would keep you entertained for at least an hour and a half, 2 hours. And I got silenced. So that's why they went up. The balloons went up to keep us quiet.
Okay, so the two things I'm picking up from that is one, they come from trauma. And two, you entertained for 2 hours by a balloon.
It was the North!
I don't know. I'm on your wife's side. I don't know.
Any further questions for Owen?
Yeah, like, how old are you? Because if you was like a three-year-old and you got occupied with a balloon for 2 hours, I'd be like, fair enough, three-year-olds don't know much better. If you was like 13, ooh.
I feel like that's a loaded
question.
Owen's
getting absolute Christmas roasting here.
Yeah, sorry, Owen.
I'm with you, Owen. I mean, like, what's your balloon strategy? Are you colour coding? Are you pairing? Are you going red, green, red, and up on the wall? It's the classic. It's two circles and a long one. It's what you're going to go for.
Hold on, mate.
That's what we were looking for. There we go. It's taken us a while to circle around it, but we found it, of course.
The genital formation. All right, excellent. I'll write that down.
The classic dangler. The
That's
classic festive dangler. Does that change things for you guys at all?
I'm so confused. I can't get my head around balloons at Christmas.
Okay, all right, well, let's use this later. Okay, any further questions? I don't think there are. Would you mind giving your partner's name so we have a name to use in the... Owen, is that okay? You don't have to if you don't want to.
No, it's actually Sarah.
Sarah, okay, Sarah. So it's Owen...
And the address again, sorry.
It's just... It's Owen v. Sarah. Now, hopefully that is enough
for our enough information for our team to make their cases. Without further ado, I call upon Athena Koblenyu to begin the case for the prosecution. Your minute begins now.
Okay, Sarah, I know you're with child, but like, think straight for just a second, okay? Like, seriously, it's Jesus' birthday, and what do you have on birthdays?
Balloons!
Thank you. Also, they're in the shape of a penis, which is always hilarious. I mean, have we really lost our identity as a country to not like fucking genital balloons in our houses? What's going on? You know, don't tell me right ring, Sarah. Put a fucking penis balloon in your house for Christmas. Goodness gracious me. Also, like, your partner, if he doesn't have balloons, he'll think his mum doesn't love him or something, and you just don't need that trauma in your child's life. So just, like, you know, he has mummy issues. Just do what he wants so he can be a good parent. So this isn't really about balloons. This is really about the future of your unborn child. So, you know, you have them on fucking other birthdays. You have them in July. You have them in May. You have them for Father's Day and Mother's Day. You have them for his birthday, other people's birthday. You probably had them at your wedding. You probably have them at your divorce. Had them with a fucking...
Divorce have balloons?
On, have them on Christmas Day. Let him have this one thing. Goodness me, Sarah. For him. Yes. For the child. For Jesus. And for knob lovers everywhere.
Yes. Yeah. Beautifully put. Beautifully put from Athena Koblenyu there. So, to open the case for the defence, Lou Sanders now, I believe you've got an absolute perler. Don't. Guys, now remember, obviously, you know, the live feed know the magic, but for the record, right, for people listening on the feed, this is going to go berserk, right? Honestly, I reckon about 35 seconds of this is just going to be applause. So... Luce.
Don't give me a standing ovation when you hear the first
line. Seriously, come on, guys, chill out.
One man in Edinburgh gave me a standing ovation and no one else joined in.
Was he also putting his coat on? Because that's not a standing ovation.
Yeah, he gave her a standing ovation 20 minutes in.
Okay, very funny. Let's go on with it.
Okay, here we go. Lou Sanders, to begin the case for the defence, your minute begins now.
Owen Wright. More like Owen Wrong. Celebrate birthdays if you spaffed all your balloons in the Christmas. And also, no. Also, no, come on. Your wife is carrying your seed for 9 months, and that is a lot, and she's heavy and tired, and the least you can do is just listen. The least you can do is listen to a woman who's absolutely fucked from pregnancy. And she might get postpartum depression, that depression if you don't. And also, why don't you use that hot air that you've been blowing up the balloons with on something, you know, charity work or something. Oh, also move south, maybe. Might cheer you up.
Well, it was Lou Sanders, everyone. Lovely stuff, Lou.
I don't mean it about the South. I went to Leeds once and it was wonderful.
Oh, it's a fantastic night out. Fantastic night. Owen, how do you think it's going so far?
I was quietly confident, but the two standing ovations have made me wobble.
No, it's intimidating, isn't it? It's intimidating stuff. Right, now, Tom... You're gonna conclude the case for the prosecution. Can I ask a question of you now?
Yep.
Are you gonna do it? And I feel churlish asking this, but are you going to do this as yourself?
No, I'm gonna do it in the style of a Deep South John Grisham defence lawyer, Mr. Fanshawe Standen.
Fanshawe Standen. Festively presiding and providing, your minute, should you need it, begins now.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Well, I recognize a lot of you there. Sarah Jane from the bakery.
John Stephen from the library. Although I see a lot more of Sarah Jane, eh? I like the bakery. Ain't no shame in that, I'm sure you agree. Round here we simple folk, we like our bakeries. Them there lawyers there from the big city with their big words there. Owen Wright. Round here we ain't so much big on our writing.
Can we hear that again, please?
I said round here we ain't so big on our writing.
Fair enough.
Hearing the story over there reminds me of a little tale I'm sure y'all all remember there. The tale of Farmer Sam, who lives up on the hill. There he got a pig. Oh, yeah. Don't we know it? Y'all remember the day he got a pig? Now, won't that the ugliest pig we ever did see? People pointing in the street, there goes the ugly pig. Father Stephen down the road there with the best looking damn pig we ever did see. Hell, get me damn picture with it. And y'all were queuing up. Comes the day of the county show there. Good looking pig trotting his stuff, working his wrists. 'Twas the Christmas, yes. And then Father Sam comes up there with little ugly pig, and what's he gone done with it? He's only gone popped a hat on its head. Judges be damned there, pig with a hat on his head. Save the tens there, scratch me an 11. Seems to me there, every Christmas we sit there in those rooms of ours, damn ugly pigs of our rooms. But for 3 weeks of the year, we get to stick a hat on that there pig. And who would deny a man that right? The defense rests, Your Honor.
Thanks for standing. And Merry Christmas, sir. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Now, Clarkey, you're going to conclude the case for the defence.
Yeah.
You have exactly a minute.
Yeah.
Tom was slightly under this time. And it begins now.
Listen, man. It's Christmas. You don't have... The defence rests.
Forever and ever. Lovely stuff. Right. Now, obviously, I've got no goose in this. I've got no goose in this hen fight, so instead...
Just so you know, I had a great bit about Up and Richard Branson. All right?
Oh, that's good.
Do you want to do it, Clarkey?
No.
Okay, fair enough. No. So, just instead of me coming up with the defence here, I'm going to let our judgy old 21 Soho audience decide. So if you think Athena and Fanshawe, and therefore Owen, is in the right, I'd like you to applaud now. That was a pretty big ovation there. That was a pretty big ovation. But if you think Ben and Lou...
and his pregnant wife...
Sarah.
Sarah, she's got a name.
The most important yes. balloon.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you.
The most important balloon, do you call her?
I think I did.
Yeah. Well, bear that one in mind. If you think Ben and Lou made the better case for... the most important balloon, Sarah herself.
Oh,
She is the most important balloon.
I'd like you to applaud now.
So begrudging.
Congratulations. There was at least 8 people standing up there. It's amazing. Okay, well, I think that has to go to the most important balloon of them all. Ben and Lou. And therefore, Sarah. How do you feel about the decision? You're going to have a balloonless Christmas this year. How do you feel about that, man?
Deflated. Oh.
That's brilliant.
I genuinely often think we are probably the least funny people in the room.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would say the best part of the festive season, apart from my much lauded twanky, is the Anne Tissy. It's the antiseptic. So who fancies about 3.5 minutes of pure anticipation? Let's hear the hourly equivalent of a damn good edging. It's the quickfire round jingle.
The quick fire round, babe. It is the round that goes really quickly. And so you think that it would have a really quick introduction. But you'll see that the joke is the introduction's long. But let's not hang around. It's the 12 days of Christmas. It's time to take a chance on a vague assonance. So let's not mess around. The quick fire, baby. A Merry Christmas to you and you and you.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, it is indeed time for the 10th annual Flat Slam 12 Days of Christmas. Very, very exciting this. And fresh from his smash hit sellout run at the Macarthur Comedy Festival in Wales, tinkling the ivories for us tonight, it is, of course, Producer Gwyn! Yeah. Producer Gwyn! He can do it. He's proved it. That was 2 chords there. As always, all the answers have a, say it with me, vague assonance with the lyrics to the classic Christmas song. If you think you have the right answer, shout out your first name. Tom and Athena, let's hear that now.
Tom.
Athena.
Lovely stuff. Ben and Lou.
Ben.
What's going on, Lou? But what's going on?
Okay, right. So here's how it works, right? So basically, every year we do a version of the 12... don't look at the answers.
I wasn't.
We do a version of the 12 Days of Christmas, right? Okay, that's how it works. So we're gonna sing the 12 Days of Christmas, but instead of singing a partridge in a pear tree, we see something that sounds a bit like it, which is the answer to the question. Partridge might be...
Yeah.
Are we doing partridge this year? I can't remember. We toyed with partridge.
Ink cartridge.
Exactly, that kind of thing. Yeah. So we've done like...
Can I just say, it's snowing outside. It's so pretty.
It's snowing. I can't believe it's actually snowing outside.
Yeah. Oh. It's so pretty. It's so romantic.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a Christmas.
Yeah.
I mean, half of you are going, that's so pretty. Half of you are going, I'm fucked getting home now, aren't I? There's people with come from the north.
It's very romantic, though.
It's very romantic.
Does that mean we're going to have a lock-in?
Oh! Oh.
Yes.
No school tomorrow.
Yay! So basically, yeah. So it's like we've in the past we've done stuff like a large fridge on the M3 or a part in Godfather Part 3. That kind of stuff.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you'll work it out.
Yeah.
Now you've got to listen really really hard to the questions because obviously they will unlock the answers. Here we go. I didn't mean that sound as patronising as it sounded. Had a rough night, guys. We're starting off with a partridge in a pear tree. Yeah, go. Let's give it. Partridge in a pear tree. That's what we're after. Okay, here we go. Former President Barack has done a really massive piss. Okay, sing that one more time for you. Former President Barack has done a really massive piss. So think about this.
Ben.
What?
Ben, we have Ben here.
Obama has done a big wee.
It's Obama did a big wee. That's what we're after. Yes.
Obama did a big wee.
Two turtle doves. Mr. Grant on his spelling game app has played a word that means push.
Now,
this is a tricky one. I'm not going to lie to you. You're going to have to really listen to those questions. So they will unlock the answers. Mr. Grant on his spelling game app has played a word that means push.
Athena. Gave your mum a shove.
Athena. The first half of that was miles off, but the last part was almost there. So
it doesn't rhyme with
the other team. The other team could potentially steal Tom. By the other team, I mean Tom.
Hugh Wordle's shove.
Hugh Wordle's shove and a mama did a big wee.
Three French hens.
Mr. Jobs has thrown lots of water over Mr. Hoddle and Ms. Close. Mr. Jobs has thrown lots of water over Mr. Hoddle and Ms. Close.
Tom.
Jobs. Tom.
Oh.
What?
Steve's Drenched Glens.
It's Steve Drenched Glens.
Steve's Drenched Glens. Hugh Wordle shove. And Obama did a big win.
And I get the game now.
I can tell you now, we've played this with other people who've got it around sort of 11 or 12. So this is actually, this is good.
11 or 12
and those
years
people
old.
Are me and Tom.
Okay, we're looking for four calling birds here, okay?
The singer of It's Oh So Quiet is using some sexy terms in Scrabble. The singer of It's Oh So Quiet is using some sexy terms in Scrabble.
Yeah.
Lou, you have it? Do you have it?
Well, Ben's got it.
Okay, do you want to give it a go?
Bjork, horny words.
Bjork's horny words. Steve Drench, Glenn, Hugh Wordle, shove. And Obama did a big wee.
Lou, you've absolutely got it. Here we go. This is the one we're all excited about. This is your five gold rings here. He's got a very cool name and he was the second man on the moon. I think Tom was first there. It's very rare in a gig situation that the audience has to bring the singer back onto the key. Where 200 people go, don't worry, mate, we'll help you out.
We got there. We got
there. We got there in the end. We got there. Got there.
We stuck the landing. We stuck the landing.
Strongest team in the room. Six geese are laying. Here we go. Six geese are laying. Run your tongue over the organ inside Liam from Taken's head.
I'm gonna need that again.
Okay, ready? Run your tongue over the organ inside Liam from Taken's head.
What's the original taste?
Six geese are laying, we're looking for.
Lou Sanders.
You say.
Lick Neeson's brain.
It's right.
Lick Neeson's brain. Buzz Aldrin. Your Tony was Steve Trench. Bet you were all shot at a barber's in a big wig.
Okay, this one. It's rare that you write a question that you wouldn't be able to get yourself. But this is Seven Swans of Swimming. Here we go. The British rapper and singer behind such hits as Hurting Me and 16 Shots is practicing campanology.
One more time, please. One more time.
Feel free to...
I've no idea.
Go into Spotify for this one.
Seven Swans of Swimming.
We took a look at a female British rapper. The British rapper and singer behind such hits as Hurting Me and 16 Shots is practicing campanology.
That woman. What's her fucking name?
Yeah, that's her.
Steph London's fucking camping. I don't know. Jesus.
You know
Steph
what?
Steph London's bell ringing.
It is. You're absolutely right. Steph London.
Steph
London's bell ringing. Nick Neeson's praying. Buzz Aldrin. Your Tommy was Steve's friend. But you were shot. And a barber did a big wing.
8 metres of milking. Leave a mark out of 5 for Neil Ruddock's leathery dried beef snack.
go again.
I'd like you to leave a mark out of 5 for Neil Ruddock's leathery dried beef snack. Tough with 2 vegans on the panel here, but talking about a leathery dried beef snack.
What's the main note?
We're looking for 8 metres of milking here.
Yeah, and it's... sorry.
Tom.
Wait, Tom.
Tom. Going to the audience here.
Oh, my goodness!
Yes! Raids.
Value for money, this.
It is, isn't it? did it go on? Here we go. 9 ladies dancing. Okay. Oh, it's a tricky one, this one. I'm not going to lie. Tricky for you. Tricky for me to sing. Tricky for you to answer. It's going to be a tricky...
I'm going to ask him again.
This guy's good.
Yeah.
He's good. He's got form. Here we go. 9 ladies dancing. Chris, who plays Kirk in the Star Trek reboot... has a 6-month-old sleeping in a posh yurt. What the fuck? So I'll do it slow there.
One more time.
Chris, who plays Kirk in the Star Trek reboot, has a 6-month-old sleeping in a posh yurt. I think the audience might have it, actually. Hold tight, guys. Hold your fire. You are smarter and funnier than us. We've established that. Let us thickos. Let the green table catch up.
Can we? Last time they asked. No, wait.
I think they might have it.
Ah,
Pines, babies, glamping.
He's correct. I think they do.
Pines, babies, glamping. Great razors built on Steph London's bell ringing. Nick Neeson's brain.
The bridge.
British chap, show host and star of Cats, is making a noise like a robot. 10 Lords are leaping.
James Corden's bleeping.
Is correct, Athena. Piping. The singer from REM is shooting from a concealed position. Oh, got it, got it.
It's
Tom. Ben was first.
Oh.
It's good.
It's pure.
It's good. It's good stuff, to be fair. Michael Stipe is sniping.
He is. Stipe is sniping. Right, folks, it's the final one.
It's going to take some beating because Snipe. Repeat.
That's good stuff.
Well, you're in luck, mate. It's an absolute topical corker.
Ooh.
I don't know if this is I don't know if this is technically true. This is what has happened, just to cover myself legally. It's an imagined scenario. We don't know that Chris Pine's baby's gone glamping. It's just a bit of. Just a bit of fun, isn't it? It's all a bit of fun.
I reckon Obama has done a big win.
Of course he has. You telling me after that inauguration, it lasted bloody ages. Like an absolute race car afterwards. Here we go.
12 gold rings.
Right.
12 gold rings.
It's not 12 gold rings. No, we've done gold rings already. It's 12.
12 gold rings.
11 gold rings. 10 gold rings. 9 gold rings.
This is unbelievable. It takes ages to do this, and that was more entertaining. Next year, it's just we're counting down 12 gold rings. Every answer. I don't know the number of fucking dwarves that Snow White hangs out with, but it's gold rings. Okay, here we go. 12 drummers drumming. Give me that chord again, please. Here we go. The leader of the opposition is doing someone up the wrong end.
Athena!
Yeah.
Kiss Thomas Brummett!
Yeah! Okay. Here we go. This is the last time we do this year. So here we go, everybody. Give it big call. Let's hear it. Okay, ready? Okay, 13 hens are laying. Here we go.
Well, folks, that was it. That was our festive quickfire round. There is just... Yes. There's just time for some festive plugs. Lou, what are you up to? Athena, what are you up to? You've got anything you'd like to plug to the baying audience here?
I'm writing a book, but I'll have to wait because I haven't written it yet. No, I'm doing Cuddle Club, my podcast, and there'll be a live night of that.
Did you do your tweet, by the way? Is your tweet out there?
No, I've backed out of that. I don't think it's very good in the end. Okay. But
anyway. Fair enough. All right. Athena?
I've got a new podcast. It's called Why Does My Child Hate Me?
Is the answer balloons?
Yeah, no, not balloons, mum. What the fuck? Yeah, and that, but it's not just for parents, it's for everyone. We're not one of those people. Like, oh my God, being a parent is great. It's not. Like, there's 7 billion of us. It's not a big deal. So that's what I've got going on. And other stuff too, but that's the main thing.
Thank you so much. Thanks to all of you guys for watching. Thanks for supporting our podcast year round. You know, it does mean the world to us that we can do shows like this and that people.
You're reading that off the script. It's very insincere.
Okay.
12 gold rings.
Let me speak.
11 gold rings. 10 gold rings. Die gold.
If I can speak from the heart, this thing I wrote earlier on, it genuinely means the world to me that we can put shows on like this and that you all come along and people travel, you people here from Manchester, from Bristol, like the worst places
from
in
Exeter.
The world. Yeah. Like I say, the worst places in the world, and they come here to London. But no, thank you all so much. Give yourselves a round of applause for coming along. Hello to everyone watching at home on the live stream. As always, check out Pappy's Patreon, patreon.com/Pappy's Flatshare, like, subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Also, a huge big plug for Tom's new Christmas movie, if you've not watched it already. I cannot recommend it highly enough. Your Christmas or Mine is available to stream now on Amazon Prime Video, an instant classic of the festive film genre in my ho, ho, ho. So, producer Emma, what are the final scores? Very, very exciting. What are the final scores?
The audience have scored 1 point.
Congratulations, yeah, to the audience. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's that. Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Tom and Athena have 22 and a half.
22 and a half, yeah.
Ben and Lou have 20.
Oh! Oh! So, Ben. Hey. So, Ben and Lou, you have to hang your stockings on your wall whilst...
Listen, Tom, it's Christmas.
We're all going to hang the
stockings.
We're all hanging the stockings on the wall, of course. Okay. We're all hanging the stockings on the wall. In fact, everyone... You get a stocking. And you get a stocking. And you get a stocking. And even my dear mum.
We all know she got a stocking, eh?
A big thank you to our guests, Lou Sanders and Athena Kablenyu. We've been Pappies. See you next time on Flatshare Slander.
Happy Christmas!
Happy festive Flatshare Slander. Featuring Matthew Crosby, Ben Clark, and Tom Parry, with special guests Athena Kablenyu and Lou Sanders. It featured producers Weird on Keys. It was devised by Pappies and Ben Walker. Technical expertise was by Emma Corsham, with help from Grim Reese Davis. It was produced by Emma Corsham. Big thanks to everyone who came to see the show, everyone who live streamed the show, to Ophelia and Nick from 21 Soho, to Brian from Laughing Around for the live stream, but most of all to you for listening at home right now. Thank you so much for letting us into your ear canal in 2022. We'll be back in 2023. Pappies Flatshare Slander is a Secret News production, broadcast on the internet. It's Christmas!
Well, there you go. Christmas has begun. We've got there.
The Christmas season is truly upon us now that we've listened to the Flatshare Slamdown Christmas special. Oh my God, it was so much fun. Thanks to everyone who came along to the show. And thanks, obviously, of course, to all of the people at 21 Soho and laughing around. If you still want to get the live stream, if you thought, well, that sounded like a lot of fun, I want to know how it looked, then get yourself to the live stream. We'll put a link to the live stream in the show notes. Is there anything else that needs to be mentioned at this juncture? If you haven't watched Tom's Christmas movie, don't forget to watch Tom's Christmas movie.
It's a beaut.
And huge breaking news. We have been nominated for a National Comedy Award for Best Comedy Podcast. So if you want to vote for us, which would be nice, then get along to the website. We'll put a link in the show notes. It's the nationalcomedyawards.com. And vote for Pappy's Flatshare as your favourite comedy podcast.
Yes, please. Yeah. That would be great, wouldn't it? Imagine that being nominated for a... Because obviously last year we were robbed of best live podcast at the Podcast Awards.
But I've got and second good... best and third best.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were robbed every position on the podium. You know what? Actually, I didn't want to say this to you guys, but they took me aside and they said, out of the 10 nominees, you were the last. As they were escorting me off the premises.
Unnecessary for John and Ellis to do that, really.
No, it was cruel. It was cruel of them, but you know what? They're cruel men. But yeah, I've got a good feeling this year about the National Comedy Awards. I feel like we've got a good chance. We've got a good chance of taking the top spot. It'd be great.
Well, crucially, public vote. So this is our time.
This is our time to shine. Because most of our listeners are members of the public. Most of them are.
What a way to find out.
There are a few private citizens, but most of them are members of the public. So yeah, get onto the website that's in the show notes. Vote, or find. I'm sure we'll put it on our Twitter and on our Facebook and on our Instagram. So please do vote, and have a wonderful time doing so.
We're no fools. We know you've got a few podcasts in your list, you know, in your downloads. But just go with ours this time round. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Very compelling.
Just go with ours for this one.
Yeah, really good. If we can, I wonder if we could get a few other podcasts to let us come on and say go with ours. You know, I wonder if the Drunk Women Solving Crime or some of the other, you know, Herring, Buxton, if they let us come on and do a short, you know, 2 to 3 minute long advert, just saying, guys, look, we all know the podcast you're currently listening to is a good podcast, but go with ours.
It's basically when you get a leadership election going on, as we've seen many times recently. You know, it's when like a big hitter drops out and all of their supporters have to swing behind somebody no one was expecting.
Yeah.
And then, you know, suddenly Liz Truss. And what went wrong there? Nothing. So exactly. I mean, like, so, yeah, just because there are some big boys out there that, you know, the big hitters, consider maybe just let's all just swing behind someone who shouldn't be there and see what happens.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Well, I tell you what will happen is, you know what will happen is, because it gets televised, obviously, on Channel 4, the National Comedy Awards.
Yes.
So what will happen is you will be able to tune in to Channel 4 and watch three men jockeying to ziggy each other live on television.
They're all wearing big wigs.
Let's dangle that carrot. If we win, if you, listener dear, get us to win, we will ziggy live on Channel 4 television. And that will be a hell of a thing to see. Wossie won't know where to put himself.
Right.
Anyway, yes.
Thanks so much for listening this year. It's been wonderful. We've had a lovely time putting out the podcast this year. We're going to be back again in February. Going to take a little bit of time off, so a few weeks off, and then we'll be back in February with another Flatshare Slam Down with the Birthday Girls. In fact, Birthday Girls Flatshare Slam Down.
That recorded, was a great one.
It was really fun. We recorded it at the Cheerful Earful Festival. So look forward to that at the start of Feb. But have a wonderful festive season. Look after yourselves. Have all the trimmings.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas, Tom.
Merry Christmas, Matthew.
Merry Christmas, Ben.
Merry Christmas, Ben. Merry Christmas, Martin.
Merry Christmas, Caution. Merry Christmas to you all.
Today's episode was produced by Emma Caution.
Caution.
Merry Christmas, Caution. Cheers, everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Mom
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.